Oh, Florida, have you seen my studs?
No.
And what about my tie? Is my tie ready?
Mr. Finley, I only got two hands.
But Florida, I need my studs and my tie.
I got a press Carol's no-press jacket. Mrs. Finley gave me her pumps to polish, and nobody's given me time to go where I had to go 20 minutes ago. I'm not dancing because I got natural rhythm, you know.
But Florida, I need my studs and my tie now! It's not every day that Maud and I get an award at a big dinner, and the committee will be here in less than a half an hour to pick us up. Florida, please press my tie!
If you don't get out of this kitchen, I'm gonna pleat your mustache.
Carol, do you know where Florida put my studs?
Oh, Florida, dear.
Oh, 2 minutes.
Just 2 minutes.
I still need my tie.
Is there any more hot coffee out there in the kitchen?
Florida, can you call the cleaners?
Wait a minute. Now, in case you folks want to reread the Emancipation Proclamation, it's out there in the kitchen, printed on the back of a box of Quaker Oats.
Carol, I didn't hear what Florida said. Did she call the cleaners?
18 times, Mother. They said he's on his way.
Maud, have you seen my studs? I've looked upstairs. I can't find them downstairs. Now, why is it whenever you need one, you can never find a stud around here?
I know, Walter.
Hello? Oh, hello, Grace. Listen, no, I don't... Grace, please, dear, stop crying. No, look, I can't... Walter and I have to...
I know, Grace. I know, Grace. I know, Grace.
Poor Grace Roberts. Her husband got her in a terrible mess.
Chubby Roberts? I thought he died.
He did die. That's how he got her in a terrible mess. Something about his will.
I know, Grace. I know, Grace. I know, Grace.
Fine, cleaner. He was supposed to be here at 2 o'clock this afternoon with my dress. I'll just have to wear something different. Listen, Viv, I do value your opinion, so...
Well, oh, I just love them both.
Your taste is in your elbow.
This one is so old, Goodwill sent it to me. And this green velvet makes me look like a lumpy snooker table.
A mess, a mess.
Maud, I can't find my studs anyplace. Where'd you hide them?
Walter, you had them earlier. Did you check your pockets?
Did I check my pockets?
That's a good boy. And before you leave the house, make sure to visit Tinkle Dunkle Town.
Oh, Florida, dear, what would you wear to a cocktail party followed by a formal dinner?
Me? Oh, I just got one choice for those affairs. I wear basic black, a tiny white apron, and a tray of hors d'oeuvres.
Just what we need around here. A road company mom's Mabley.
Carol, honey, that's probably my dress.
I know, Grace. I know, Grace.
Hi, beautiful.
Yes.
Hey, everybody. Did you know that my future in-laws are famous?
Let me see, I'll read it. Mr. and Mrs. Walter Findlay have been selected as Westchester County's Husband and Wife of the Year by the American Council for Women for their contributions to the fight for the state's ratification of the Equal Rights Amendment for Women.
The prominent ramrod will be...
Ramrod?
They must be talking about you, Maud.
Okay.
The prominent couple will be honored tonight in the Ramrod Room of the Tuckahoe Country Club.
Wait a second now. Maud's the wife of the year. I'm just going along for the ride. Oh. Maud, I'm so proud of you.
Oh, sweetheart, I'm glad you feel that way. Then you won't be too upset if I go to the affair tonight stark naked.
Oh, I'll kill that clean. Grace.
I know, Grace.
The nerve of that woman. She hung up on me.
Say, Maud, if you don't have a dress to wear, I may have something you can cover yourself with. After I saw the paper this morning, I rushed out to one of those specialty stores and...
Darling, I'm thoughtful looking. Oh, Walter. You know, I never realized what a beautiful couple we are. And you're very handsome, Walter. Such nice open pores.
Gosh, I never saw such a big picture in my life.
Looks like a snapshot for Wilt Chamberlain's wallet. I made a joke. Arthur's sense of humor must be rubbing off on me.
Better on you than on us.
Hello!
Oh, Arthur, you look lovely.
I do, don't I?
And to think that with that shirt and that jacket, you had the innate good taste not to clutter it up with earrings and a jeweled comb.
Thank you, Marty. Hark, what light through yonder living room breaks?
'Tis the east.
And Vivian is the sun. Good heavens, we do bring out the best in each other, don't we?
So did Bonnie and Clyde.
Hey, that is some picture. That looks like a snapshot of Will Chamberlain's wallet.
That's exactly the same thing I said.
Really? Vivian has a marvelous sense of humor, don't you think so, Marty?
Saved by the bell. Hello? Oh, hello, Grace. Listen, no, Grace, I can't talk to you now. No, I am a wife of the year. I know, Grace. I know, Grace. Florence, keep saying I know, Grace, every so often until the poor thing hangs up.
I know, Grace. I know, Grace.
You know, life is so full of irony. I mean, here I am, wife of the year, in the struggle for equal rights for women because of my wonderful, emancipated husband. And there's poor Grace Roberts. Her husband, Chubby, died and left her with a will that tied up every nickel.
Every single nickel.
She'll never forgive him. You know, she puts fresh flowers on his grave every day just because he had hay fever.
Maud, would you help with this?
The Findlays, husband and wife of the year. Very clever of you, Walter, to get in on this women's equality thing.
What are you talking about, Arthur?
Oh, come on, Monty. You know what an old fox Walter is. Women buy washing machines. He sells washing machines.
So?
Well, what better way to get in with the ladies than to subscribe to this equal rights nonsense?
Nonsense!
Oh. Forget it, boy. Maybe I better wear my snap-on tie.
Just hold still. Arthur, you can't bear the thought of a woman being your equal, can you? But let me tell you something. 30 states have already ratified that amendment.
Only 8 more to go, and it's going to be the law of the land.
Well, Maude, I'm not saying the amendment's all bad. I believe in equal pay for equal jobs. I think female secretaries should get the same pay as male secretaries.
No, but what about executives, Arthur? How do you feel about equal pay for men and women executives?
Women shouldn't be executives. They're too emotional.
Too emotional?
See, right away you get emotional. Can you imagine what it'd be like in this country if you had a woman president? Heaven help us if the hotline should ring at the wrong time of the month.
President Nixon is not at all emotional, that's just dew that we see on his upper lip. Stop moving. Your Adam's apple keeps loosening the tie.
Maude, will you wait a second? Just wait a second. Arthur, I don't want you to aggravate Maude anymore. It just so happens that I'm very proud of her, and I'm for women's equality to 100%. What's more, I'll bet you don't even know what the Equal Rights Amendment says. I'll tell you what it says. Equal Rights Amendment. Equality of rights under the law shall not be denied or abridged by the United States or any state on account of sex.
That's all? Just one thing?
That's it.
A tangled web of legal mumbo-jumbo, if you ask me.
Honey, you tried.
You've got to change the subject.
No. This Equal Rights Amendment strikes at the very heart of the American family. We'll end up with a country full of working mothers, neglected husbands, and crying children. All because of women's lib.
Arthur, forget women's lib. Arthur, forget the so-called movement. Arthur, this is something bigger than all of that. This is something unorganized. This is a feeling, Arthur. It's a tidal wave of feeling that is sweeping through the hearts of women everywhere. They just want to be equal. No matter what, you want to be fucking Walter, how can I fix your tie with you on the floor? Oh, let me alone. Wear your snap-on. Goodbye, Grace.
Grace said goodbye. That ought to scare the termites out of the house.
Coming. I'm coming. Well, where have you been?
Jeez, lady, I had to deliver 5 tuxedos. A bunch of nutty dames are dragging their poor husbands to some stupid thing for women's rights.
Give me the dress.
All the buttons are missing.
We ain't responsible for missing buttons. That'll be $250.
Well, you certainly don't think I'm going to give you $250 for this.
I certainly do.
Then all your buttons are missing.
Mother, Veronica, put new buttons on that in minutes.
I think I'll help. Listen, Maude, just relax, dear. This evening's going to be fine.
Besides, Maude, don't worry if you're a little late. They expect out of a woman.
Expect out of a woman? That's exactly the kind of thing that I would expect from you, Arthur Harmon. Thank heavens I am married to Walter. A man who treats women like human beings. Hello, Grace. I know Grace. I know Grace.
I know Grace. I know Grace.
You and your male superiority. You're as bad as Grace's husband, Chubby. Dies and leaves her with a will that absolutely ties her hand and foot. You know that poor thing can't even sell her own home without the trustee's permission? She can't do anything without the trustee's permission.
Oh, come on, Monty. What Chubby Roberts did for his wife was perfectly admirable. Appointing a trustee protects the little woman.
Protects my foot? You mean control. Well, my Walter doesn't want to control his little woman from the grave. That's why we're husband and wife of the year. Tell him, Walter. Tell him that you don't have a trustee to control my life. Tell him. All right, Walter, who's the trustee? God's wife will get you for this.
Carol Vivian! I am not going.
You're what?
I am not going. How can I accept an award as the woman of the year in a fight for equal rights for women when I can't even be equal in my own home?
What are you talking about?
No, I will tell the committee when they get here. You guys go without
me. What happened?
Lord, we have to go. They're husband and wife of the year.
We are the frauds of the year, Walter. Which just shows you what kind of a year it's been. Nixon, Agnew, Watergate, now us.
What did you want me to say to you?
No, look, don't worry. Now, we'll be there. I guarantee you that if anybody can handle Mort, I can.
All right, Walter, but I'll tell you this. As your trustee, I'm sure going to hate to see you die. When you're gone, she's going to be hell to live with.
Sweetheart, would you make a phone call for me?
Of course, honey. Who do you want me to call?
The bank.
The bank? Mort, they have nothing to do with my will.
No, honey, I mean the blood bank. You're going to need it.
Now, look,
Mort. Walter Finley, how could you do this to me?
Mort, please. We have a plan to stay. We have a trustee because I want you to be protected. I want you to be taken care of after I'm gone. Now, why should that upset you?
It upsets me, Walter, that you don't trust me to take care of my own life.
But I do trust you, Mort.
Then why are you trying to control my life from the grave?
I am not trying to control your life from the grave. Mort, I spent weeks going over my will with my attorneys and my accountants, making sure that every detail was perfect so that you would be protected. I don't even understand it all, and I'm a man. I didn't mean that the way it sounded.
Well, there's a lot at stake if I die. My assets are going business.
Walter, I am not helpless. Haven't you noticed?
Damn it, Mort, if anything should happen to me, that business is your financial security. And it's very important to me, too. I mean, Finley's appliances is... Well, it's so important that it's hard to talk about.
Oh, sweetheart, I understand. Oh, honey, every man has to leave a piece of himself so that the world will know he's been here. I mean, Ford left the automobile, and Einstein left a theory, Edison left the light bulb, and you're leaving Finley's friendly appliances.
You do understand.
Oh, of course, darling, of course. Findlay's appliances is your claim to immortality. And, Walter, sweetheart, I wouldn't do anything to change that. As a matter of fact, I'm going to have the AY and the neon sign repaired so that after you're gone, it won't continue to read Findlay's appliances.
Make jokes if you want to, Maud, but you don't know what it's like out there for widows. No,
and you do.
Yes, because I heard it's open season for widows out there, Maud. In your terrible loneliness and hysterical grief at my tragic passing, how can I be sure that you won't fall for some tall, handsome, smooth-talking louse who will pick you clean in 6 months?
Walter. Walter, I love you. And I'll mourn for you, Walter. And I'll never want anybody but you, Walter. But look, let's assume the worst. You have passed away. And I have met a tall, handsome, smooth-talking louse who picks me clean in 6 months while making mad, passionate love to me. Walter, allow me to make my own mistakes. The more I think about it, please let me make my own mistakes.
Walter, darling, trust me.
It isn't a question of not trusting you.
Yes, it is, Walter, and that's all it is. And I don't want to hear another word about it. Not another word.
If that isn't just like a woman. A man knocks himself out trying to explain.
If you feel better, explain. All I wanted to say, Maud, everyone's talking at me.
Maud, if you...
Coming.
Oh, Florida, dear, forget about the dress. I'm not going tonight. Now, listen, I can't hear you, so if you think I'm doing the right thing by not going, nod once. If you think I'm wrong, nod twice. That's enough. Thank you. I knew I could count on you, Florida. You're going to be a great comfort to me in my old age when my hearing fails.
Come on, we're going for that dinner.
Screwball City.
I'm warning you, I'm going to yell in your ear, Maud. I'm yelling in your left ear whether you can hear me or not. Maud, I'm not changing my will because I'm your husband. I'm your protector. I'm your piece of the rock. Maud, I married you to take care of you. And not till just that death do us part either, Maud. Because I'm not letting my grieving, helpless little old widow get taken by some greasy-haired gigolo.
Walter!
You heard greasy-haired gigolo.
No! I heard little old widow. And every other crooked word that limped out of your two faces.
Oh, women! There hasn't been a moment's peace in this house since Bobby Riggs blew it!
You're badly
mistaken.
Well, it is as far as I'm concerned.
Good evening.
Hi there. We're the Housers, and these are the Cronins.
Oh, good.
And we're here to pick up our husband and wife of the year.
They'll be down in just 1 minute. Won't you come in?
And I'll tell you another thing. When I'm gone, I don't want any greasy-haired tickle on moving into my bed either.
Mr. and Mrs. Finley are still getting dressed. If I want greasy-haired tickle on my bed, that's my business!
And Mrs. Finley is rehearsing her acceptance speech.
To me, Maud.
You stop following me, Walter.
Look, I'm sick and tired of your attitude. I mean, you're preempting the male role. Okay, you want to wear the pants of the family? Okay, here!
Walter, if you are stupid enough to stand around in your undershorts, let me tell you one thing.
What?
Our company's here.
What's so damn funny?
Hey, Walter, your bony knees. And B, the expression on their faces. Hi there, Housers. Cronins. See, I just realized something, Walter. I just realized that I don't want your pants. I don't want anything of yours. I'm sorry I'm so late. I'll be down in just a minute.
Maud, you're going?
Of course I'm going.
I think I owe you an apology. If I had known the husband of the year was going to take his pants down, I'd have done a better job of ironing his shorts.
What, now we're going? Is that what I heard you say? All of a sudden, now we're going?
I'm going, Walter. You're not.
You're going? What are you talking about?
Out of my way, Walter. I am a woman, and because I am a woman, I must make myself beautiful for the dinner tonight. Good Lord, I have such a wonderful head start.
Now, come on, Maud. You can't accept the Husband and the Wife of the Year award without a husband.
Walter, I am accepting the Wife of the Year award. I have also just become the most liberated woman of the year. Why didn't I think of it before? Walter, darling, I have decided I am not accepting your estate.
What do you mean? What are you talking about? Of course you're accepting my estate.
No, I'm not. I have just cut myself out of your will. I don't want your protection, Walter. I don't want your money. I don't want Findle's appliances. After you're gone, Arthur can take your piece of the rock and jump in the lake with it.
You mean that you would give up everything I want to leave you just because you don't like my will?
That's right. That is absolutely right, Walter. I would rather be free and poor and struggling on my own than be safe and secure under somebody else's control.
Well, I don't believe that I just heard that, and you can't do this to me. You've got to accept my estate.
Sorry, sweetheart. You had your chance, and like Bobby Riggs, you blew it.
You've got to accept my estate. I mean, what'll happen if word gets around? I'll be humiliated.
That's your problem, not mine. Walter, I am free. I am free as a bird. I am Maud Livingston Seagull.
Now, I've had it! And I want you to listen to me for a change. Nobody's gonna make me a laughing stock at a cemetery. Now, when I die, you're gonna take everything I got.
Walter, stop threatening me.
Maud, no man has ever left his wife everything and had her refuse it. I will not be made a fool of. Now, I'm not asking you. I am telling you.
Walter, now you're not only threatening me, you're yelling at me.
Maud, please!
All right. We won't have a trustee. I'll give you that one small point, and you can do anything you want with the estate, but damn it, you're gonna take everything I got. Do you hear me, Maud? You're taking everything I got and with no strings attached.
All right, Walter. You win, as usual. Been so embarrassed in my life.
Oh, come on.
To get up at an equal rights banquet and say, thanks for making me the husband of the year. With my wife, it ain't easy.
What? It was a joke.
A joke.
A Las Vegas vacation conflicts with Roseanne's job. Roseanne, next on Deja Vu.